Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Magic Spin.
What's the name of your clothing line? We don't know.
Black, I should say, by popular demand, DJ Magic Spins and SB Illustrious 2017. What's good,
yes,
my
sir.
Dude?
Man, it's been a minute. It's been a minute, my dude. Man, this feels surreal. It really does. We've been going off the air, man, for what, a year?
Can I want to intro back again? Can I want to back again? You know, well, we can let it ride out.
One-on-one.
You know, we got a new intro, some new things, new venue on the menu.
I've
been doing this more than you.
Got to bring Easy up into the mix.
Of course, like we always do. No, man, first of all, I want to send a shout out to all the faithful listeners that's back listening now. All the fans that we had before, man, I hope to see y'all back in here calling and whatnot, asking your questions about whatever topic we got going, you know what I'm saying? But thank you. Thank you for all the Twitter followers, the Facebook followers, you know what I'm saying? Thank all of y'all, all the listeners. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, we're going to try to take this to a next level this time and, you know, let's do it like that. So, what we got, SB?
Man, we got everything. Where do we start, man? I mean, a lot has changed. A lot has changed, you know, since 2015. 2016 was a rough year, man, you know, especially on the political front. I'm a little scared, you know. I mean, I need to stay out of the sun because, you know, when I flew to LaGuardia, they were looking at me kind of tough, man, and it felt like, I don't know. It was a little residual from President Agent Orange.
But we are transferring power from Washington, D.C. and giving it back to you, the people.
We take Gotham from the corrupt and we give it back to you, the people.
Wow. I mean, like, that's just like copy and paste. Copying it straight from Batman, and it feels like you know, the situation that the temperature we're in society right now, like, it's Dark Knight 4, you know, like, where is Bruce Wayne? Gotham City has been overrun by you know, the Joker. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I just don't know what to do.
yo, man. So, I know, you know, you didn't vote for Trump, but, like,
how do you know? Why are you discussing my politics over the air, man? You don't know that. Did I tell you?
Because
did I tell you?
Trump, we wouldn't be on the show right now if you voted for Trump. Let me just say that.
Right. Okay.
Can we go there?
Thanks for the disclaimer. Good thing I didn't.
We wouldn't be family no more. Basically, I would have disowned your ass as my family.
Yeah.
You voted for Trump, nigga.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, so let me just ask you, man, just throw it out there. You know what I'm saying? We got a new president and whatnot. You know, the whole way that he became president, everything. Nobody thought he was going to win. Well, some people did. I didn't, but some people did. What do you think is in store for this country? Like, is shit going to get better before it gets worse? I mean, you know, Obama had things in pretty good shape, man. Like, not discussing your dislike for Donald Trump or anything like that. Outside of that, how do you think he's going to do as a president?
How do I think he's going to do as a president? Oh no, man! It's pretty much a joke. I mean, let's just start with his recent expenditures. You know, just to Mar-a-Lago. I mean, he spent already just for that one trip alone within like his first first month, not even like his first 19 days, he's already spent like $8.5 million just before the Secret Service provides stringent security Trump Towers in New York City, as well as when Don Jr. and his heart's, you know, his brother or whatever, they go to Dubai, you know, to have discussion about his current, you know, real estate ventures. The Secret Security costs spent way more than Obama spent in his first year. So to answer your question, I mean, it's a joke, man, and that's just on a light level. You know, we're not even getting, you know, into that dark skeleton closet of his, you know, with building the wall and, you know, thoroughly checking people, kicking them out if you're from Iran. So
I want to ask you, like, do you think it's even fair? Because, you know, their political campaigns are all based off of money. You know what I'm saying? Like, whoever has the most money wins. It has nothing to do with popularity. It's a money game. And being that Donald Trump was a businessman before he became president, I personally don't even think that he really gives a shit about running the country. I think he just wants a little bit more power. Somebody that's been a millionaire for most of his life, I mean, what higher power can you get than be a millionaire and be the president? Nobody else before him, you know what I'm saying, in my lifetime has had it that way. So it's like, I don't know. Is he running a business or is he running a country? Is the real question, I guess. So, but I don't know, man. You got any friends that moved? Moved to Canada? I heard a lot of people talking shit about moving to Canada and, you know, not true. Not going to happen. Didn't happen.
I don't know, man. You know, on a lighter note, things are just getting darker and darker. I mean, they're putting the Fort Knox Kung Fu grip on Nicki Minaj, Barbie. You know what I mean? I mean, there's nothing. I enjoy Nicki Minaj, to be honest with you. To be quite frank with you, I felt some kind of way. I mean, first of all, Remy Ma, she's only pretty much relevant. You know, maybe tri-state area, maybe, you know, like, who is Remy Martin, you know? I mean, come on. I mean, you're attacking somebody who is way more marketable than you. You just kind of see the animosity just because, you know, Papoose probably fantasized that he's smashing Barbie, you know, in Waikiki, you know what I mean? So that's...
I personally think that the whole Remy Ma, Nicki Minaj shit is ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous for Remy Ma. Let's just do a timeline real quick. She did a 6-year bid, right? Which means she just got out of jail. There's no way she could be hot. She put out an album with Fat Joe and then put out a diss track about Nicki Minaj, somebody who's already at the top of the game. Like, why? Why would you do that? Why? I don't get it. And, you know, I heard some people, I was talking to people at work, and they was telling me, like, yeah, no, nah, they whole thing go back further. Like, they know each other. Yeah, but to me, it just seems like an attempt for Remy Ma to you know, get a little popularity, a little notoriety.
Free money.
By going after,
you know what? Free Remy. Fuck you, free Remy.
Fuck Nicki Minaj.
Are you dumb?
You a pink diamond chicken wing chain.
Are you dumb?
You had a leopard beehive
Nicki
on your
Minaj.
Head.
Are you dumb? Are you forgetting that I pressed you before, bitch?
Fuck Nicki Minaj.
Fuck with your soul like she does.
I don't know, man. The thing is, like, kind of like what we mentioned before, it's like, okay, you're going to recycle the ether beat. Like, kind of leave that alone. It's like, okay, Nas always perfected it. Now I got to hear, you know, the battle female Sheila Ann rapper. You know what I'm talking about? Like, okay, yeah, you're putting a lot of facts. But to me, I'll be quite frank with you. I mean, it's kind of boring. I'm not going to just drive around. Be honest with you. I'm more likely to bump, you know, a classic Nicki track, you know what I'm saying, than bumping Sheeza. Sorry. It's just me. Yeah, she bodied Nicki, you know what I'm saying, time out. You know, it's over with his curtains. But at the end of the day, that's why I'm kind of glad Nicki kind of pulled a boss move, you know, mentioning, hey, this is the offer. Let's see you do a hit track, you know, with my name out of it. Let's see if you can do it.
Right.
It's $500,000.
Yeah.
That's how I work.
She did that today. She said that today. She dropped 3 tracks. Now, I actually.
Let's go to phone lines, man. Let's go to phone lines, man. let's see what that 913 has to say. You know, where's that at?
Call
anyway?
On now. We ready? All right.
All right, go ahead, bring them in, man.
Go ahead, man. We Gucci. I don't see nobody lit up right here. Is somebody trying to get in? Is somebody trying to get out? I see people on hold, but I don't see nobody.
Yo, 913, you there, man? Can you speak your mind on the open line?
We do got a caller from the 913. What's up? Speak your mind. You're on live. What's happening? Caller, you there? 913, caller, you there?
Let's go to 618, man. 913, Mike.
That caller didn't press one, I don't think.
Listen, callers, it's pretty simple, man. If you want to speak your mind on the open line, just press number one, man. Very simple, very straightforward. Caller number two, you're on the air.
Let's get the 618 on.
Hey, is that 618? What's good?
Yo, yo.
6-1.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm calling in about that. What y'all think about that Ben Carson, man, and that little thing that he said about slaves coming over here being immigrants?
Ooh, let's bring it up.
Shit.
Ben Carson. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we definitely want to talk about that, man. You know, you got the clip, SB?
Pretty much play it out.
SB, you there?
Yeah, so basically, this looks like this clip doesn't want to act. Let's try one more time.
Yeah. A land of dreams and opportunity. There were other immigrants who came here in the bottom of slave ships, worked even longer, even harder for less. But they too had a dream that one day their sons, daughters, grandsons, granddaughters, great-grandsons, great-granddaughters might pursue prosperity and happiness in this land.
Wow. Immigrants, huh? What you think about that caller number two, man? You know what I'm saying?
Well, first of all,
he made that comment. He was just basically talking about that, you know, Irish were immigrants. So he's now saying that slaves are, you know. What you think about that, man? Speak your mind.
Well, this is what I feel about that. First of all, look at how he said it. He said at the bottom of the slave ship. Okay? Immigrants don't need to be at the bottom of the slave ship. Right? Now, we're talking about the same man that glorified having a gun put on him at Popeye's Chicken in a corporate meeting, but yet he's from the streets. You see what I'm saying? He's a brain surgeon, but my thing is the way he talks and how slow he is, I wonder if the cadaver that he used to dissect brain was his own because of how slow he is. And there's a reason why he's the only black person on Trump's cabinet. Yeah, you there?
Yeah, man. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know what the conspiracy is, but he's definitely, you know, Uncle Ben. You know, Uncle Ben, Uncle Tom. And the problem is it seems like there was a movie where Roddy Piper, I think it came out in the early 80s, They Live. So basically the premise of the movie is they put the glasses on. All of society is somewhat taking the blue pill, like in The Matrix. So he puts his glasses on. When he's just walking down, he can see, like, magazines that show the hidden message, the subliminal message, like, obey, consume. You know, and he would look at people, and certain people were part of that, you know, secret society. It's just so weird. Like, when you have, you know, Ben Carson, you know, and Trump, and when you argue, you know, any of these with some of his supporters, they look at you like, but this is the right solution. What has Obama done? You know, I mean, we're in scary times, man.
No, you're right. These are some scary times, and these are times that we all need to come together.
True that.
But what
true
y'all
that.
Think about
we
that?
We need to come
Steve
together
Bannon.
More than.
What y'all think about that, Steve Bannon?
Well, first of all,
that's the first thing
that,
we need
know,
to watch out about.
He put. First of all, this is someone who put Lucifer. He puts Lucifer as well as think it was Cheney, Dick Cheney. You know, there's people you should look up talking about that's real power. I mean, okay. It's like, that's like listening to that Timmy Turner backwards, you know? I don't know, man. Scary stuff. But, man, caller number two, really appreciate you speaking your mind on the open line, man. We appreciate you. It looks like we got some, you know, other callers on the line. You want to go to the line, Span?
Right, for sure. Yo, appreciate you calling number two, man.
Sure.
Keep tuning in, bro. Tell all your friends, man. Tell them to speak their mind on the open line, Barbershop Talk 101, every Friday at all this
right.
time. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate the love, man.
All right, best, man. All right, love.
Well, there. Go back to the phone lines, man. 314, you know what I'm saying? It's my homie E, you know what I'm saying? I had to send a special shout out to E because Factoid is, you know what I'm saying? Actually, who got me started on this BST shit? You feel me? So I'm going to go ahead and bring it. Yo, yo, E, what up, boy?
Gentlemen, man, it's good to have you fellas back on the air. I appreciate the shout out. I saw that there was a show going down, man. I wanted to call in, man, and, you know, definitely speak my mind on the open line a little bit as well.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. So what do you think about I'm sure you heard the Nicki Minaj and Remy Ma shit.
Yeah, yeah.
What you think?
There, man. Nicki Minaj and Remy Ma, man, for me, the whole thing, man, is just childish. I mean, it's I really didn't get, you know, a lot into it. I heard the diss track. You know, Remy had a lot to say, took it to a real personal level, which, you know, hey, if it's going to sell records, but I don't think it's going to make anybody go out and buy Remy Ma's next track or her next CD.
Exactly.
That's not gonna happen. So if you're looking for opportunity to go out and buy your music, that's not realistic. So Nicki
right.
Minaj,
you need to stick with Love and Hip Hop.
Right, exactly. You take a shot at the person who's at the top of hip hop. You know, and when you look at the female side, you know, Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, that's gonna help you. Yeah, it puts you back in the spotlight. But really, the whole thing is silly, man. I heard Nicki had a little. There was a comeback, I guess, on a track with Lil Wayne and somebody else. It's like, okay, whatever. For me, man, it's so big.
Yeah.
Y'all transition, you know, right into the politics. And I kind of caught. I came in. Y'all was talking a little bit of Trump. So I was glad the last caller talked about Ben Carson, man, because that's really the whole election process and where we stand today in the barbershop, man. I just got to be honest, man. It's so sad to see where this country is today. And, you know, just coming from 8 years as a black man of really being able to appreciate Barack Obama and know he wasn't a perfect president, but by God, he was a you know, so people have to understand that they've made a decision, they voted. Now you've got a fella in office who is a narcissist, who's a flat-out racist, who's got racist people backing him, who's got super wealthy, rich people backing him, and who doesn't care about the common man. Ben Carson is a doctor. I'm working right now on my PhD, and Ben Carson makes me upset. For this guy to be able to say he's a doctor, neuroscience, neurosurgeon, whatever, and you can have the audacity to sit there and talk about slavery and try to compare slaves to immigrants and try to even trivialize the word and make it seem like, well, regardless how you get to this country, whether it was by force or not, that you're still an immigrant because you weren't here originally, is such a crock. And so Ben Carson, man, he had no credential to be in housing and HUD, and most of the people that Trump's got in place have no business in that role. That, to me, man, is the story of the day. It's dominating everything that's going on. I find myself so much more engaged in what's going on in the political process in the last year, really following. It's amazing. But St. Louis, I know y'all, neither one of you fellas is here home right now, at least in St. Louis now, but we just had, you know, the mayoral election just on Tuesday. And there were 50,000 people that voted.
Yeah.
You had four or five African-Americans on the ballot in St. Louis, which split the vote. And, of course, none of them walk away with the victory. Okay, but you had such a small
a white lady, a white woman won, right? I think a white
exactly.
woman won that.
Exactly. And
wow.
What you're talking about was a percentage uptick from 22% to 28% with, you know, minorities coming out and voting. So with all the things that happened in
that's
the
city, that's a good point, man.
With all
that
the
has
things
a lot of validity
to it,
and that's
you know, with all the things happening in the city, for to see such a poor turnout at the voting booth, you know, it was even more discouraging because the process right now is being compromised. People's rights are being taken away. Things and regulations are being stripped. And people just right now, I see people with the meme, you know, got to stay woke. Well, I've been awake, and I hope, you know, a lot of people will be awake. I'm glad you boys are back on air, man. That's my two cents. I'm sticking to it.
Yo, man, he appreciate it always, man. Let me just piggyback off of that real quick, man. I just wanted to say something. I think I
shut your bitch ass up!
he would do that right there. He would put that right there. This dude, man. I swear. Anyway. You see what happens when you pay motherfuckers minimum wage? You see what happens? You see what happens? Typical punk black. Yo.
Oh, man.
Yo, what I was going to say, man, dude, is that, like, I think after this Trump situation, man, I think a lot of people, and I heard a lot of people even before that, talking about they weren't going to go vote. And that's never the answer, man. We can't change things if we don't vote. Like, our voting is the process we have in place to where we can have a voice. And to hear so many people talk, man, I ain't voting, man. This shit don't count anyway, man. I heard a lot of ignorant people saying that, man. And they wonder why Trump, I mean, that's not the only reason Trump won. Of course, Trump got all the dollars, but, you know what I'm saying?
The thing is, irony,
that mentality doesn't help.
The irony of it is, mentality or not, man, you know, Hillary actually won popular vote. So regardless, you know, more people came out and voted or not, the Electoral College, nobody's, you know, very small percentage of people can figure that shit out, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, Hillary actually won popular.
We still can't just give up and be like, oh, well, our votes don't count no way, so fuck it. Let's just, you know, let them, whoever do it, do it. You know what I'm saying? We can't do that, man. We can't afford to do that. People didn't die for the right to vote for us to just turn around and just say, oh, well, oh, it's not important. We're not going to vote no more.
It's been like that for a minute, Hedy Stamaine. Anyway. It's been like that for a minute, Hedy Stamaine.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I think people are jaded. People are jaded by the process, you know, but And what can't happen is it's got to be, you know, ground roots. People got to buy into a candidate. And really, it takes me back to the point we were just talking about, you know, when I mentioned St. Louis. You had, you know, four or five, you know, African-American candidates. You can't have that type of division. You have to find and back one candidate and believe this is the person that you're going to go with, and then get out and put all your backing, all your trust, your money, your finances behind that individual. At that grassroots level, the Democratic Party allowed themselves to really to fall into this particular spot. That's a different conversation probably for another time, but the Republican Party's done a good job of telling you, hey, you know, we've come up with these voter repression laws, and we're going to keep people from voting. So the narrative becomes, well, we're not, you know, the voting process is clearly, it's not right. It's jaded. It's messed up. And then you see the electoral
college. Well, the thing is, that's a good point. You know, just allow me to interject with, you know, the whole bipartisan system. You know, like, for instance, right, the Republicans are obviously in power right now. And one of the things that they realize is, they don't have to worry anything about the minority vote because minorities aren't going to vote for us. So we're going to keep our same regiment. We're going to keep doing exactly. Thank you, Clay Davis. We're going to keep doing what we're doing, and they're not even on our agenda. Okay. The problem with the DNC, with the left is the DNC has been, what have they done for us? You know, it's a system that's set up where we become somewhat parasitic because, you know, the left is big government. You know, all of these, you know, financial aid programs, you know, where it kind of puts us in a position not to become entrepreneurial, but better yet, become dependent. Because if you look at anybody, you know, under the Dems, I mean, Dems really haven't been doing shit for us all of these years. You know, they speak a good game, get up there, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, but you really see no reflection, you know, in the power of, you know, any progress, you know, in the community anyway. So I think, you know, you know, you can't really you know, suck off the nipple of the party. You know, the solution is when we did have, you know, like a Black Wall Street, you know, because the only way we can, you know, marching, that doesn't really get you anywhere, okay? You know, that's bad news coverage and whatever. the best way you make an impact, I mean, obviously, is on the economy. Is the amount of money that we contribute to the economy. And if we just said, you know what? You know, we're going to take a week off. Christmas time, we're not going to go shopping. We're not going to go buy a jersey. I mean, we made a basketball player a billionaire, you know, just by off the merchandise. I mean, we have a lot of, you know, economic power. If we utilize that to the right essence, I mean, we could actually make a dent. But in terms of voting, you know, putting these crooked politicians in office anyway, because they're all crooked, you know, I think that's the best, you know, way to go. That's my two cents. Well, since we're talking about beef, man, what's up with Soulja Boy? Soulja Boy does not want it. Rule number one in fighting: do not fight somebody that can dance. Okay, somebody that can dance, somebody that can pop block and do all that. Because if they can pop block, imagine him blocking you and you throwing punches. I mean, Soulja Boy don't want it. My money's on Soulja. I don't know about you.
Oh, Soulja, are you serious?
I mean, my money's on Chris. You know what I mean?
Have you been watching any of this shit?
Shut your fucking mouth!
I mean,
shut the fuck up, you cunt!
Yeah.
Look, I thought the fight got canceled, but either way, man, I was going to lean towards Chris Brown. I figured he'd come in the ring with the square in his mouth, you know, ready to, you know what I'm saying, to go to work on.
He's bigger. It was longer reach. Did the fight get canceled? I heard that, too. I heard there was rumors that it got canceled, too. Did it get canceled?
Yeah, I thought they shut it down. I think
the money came.
Soulja Boy had a panic attack. I think it's like, no, I can't do it.
Soulja Boy had a panic attack because he was going to get the brakes beat off of his ass. That's why. Dude, have you seen that? Dude, you see how skinny Soulja Boy is? You can see his whole entire rib cage.
Soulja Boy looks like a straight walker. He's like a straight walker from The Walking Dead, man.
What was funny about the whole thing the next day after, you know, he was in the hood and it didn't look good for him. When he's talking with Floyd, he was sitting there talking tough with him. Like, he was the toughest cat in the world, man. I said, this can't be real. This can't be like
that. He snapped his face real quick, nigga. y'all know Soulja Boy in the hood? Why is it every time a rapper gets into a beef, they claim some type of gang affiliation? Why? Soulja Boy ain't never said shit about being a blood before. Now he's all, it's bumping. B-Town, it's bumping. Nigga, come on. That little bitty dude to get his ass whooped if he was a real gang member. Come on, man. Just because you got tattoos all on your face, bro, don't make you a thug. All right? Sure. A lot of these cats got it mixed up, man, you know. I don't say a whole lot because I'm a pretty mild-mannered guy. You know, you all know me, man. But there's so many people out here selling wolf tickets for no reason. Like, dude, why do you just be for real, man? You're not tough. He couldn't back down. I mean, of course he couldn't back down when Chris Brown was talking to him, too. He couldn't back down, but just, I don't know, man.
Oh,
yeah,
put a
band-aid on that tough shit.
You know, just from the Remy Martin, Soulja Boy, just from the underdog perspective, I mean, it's a good marketing scheme because, you know, think about it. Before, you know, Chris Brown beef with Soulja Boy and Remy Ma with Nicki, none of them was relevant. Now they can resurface. Now it's like, okay, I even watched YouTube videos. I would have paid for that fight in Dubai. I would have watched it, you know, just for the hype. You know, it's exciting. You know, we live in, this is Rome. This is the modern-day Roman Empire. You know, this is the, you know, the media is the modern-day Colosseum. We want to see people battle it out, gladiators. That's what sells, unfortunately. You know?
Yeah. Controversy always sells. I mean, you know, look at Eminem. Eminem was, you know, why he raps the way he do. Whatever, man. But to me, I mean, as far as the actual fight, I just couldn't believe it went as far as it did over some comments on Instagram. Like, are you serious?
I'm finna go mute on you niggas this year.
Over some Instagram?
When I pull up on you, it's going down. I'm gonna set this fight up. We'll do all that. But niggas gonna always slick talk. And they know when I'm in the same room, they chest deflating in the motherfucker. Boy, stop painting that superhero costume on. Or we torture you.
It's your boy, Soldier Boy, man. Y'all already know what the fuck going on. Big Soldier. Yeah, man, I signed my contract for the boxing match a motherfucking week ago, nigga. We waiting on Chris Brown so we can announce the motherfucking fight, man. What's up, nigga? Y'all remember, he the one that called me out, you know what I'm saying? Now I got Evander Holyfield training me. I got my contract signed for the fight. Now this nigga, what you waiting on, nigga? You did? Don't get scared now, nigga. It's going down, nigga. You know what the fuck going on. Big Soldier. Draco, nigga. Sign that motherfucking paperwork, nigga. Stop playing. Can't.
Sounds cool.
Just from listening to that clip, SB, one dude sounds serious and another dude sounds scared. I ain't gonna say who's who.
I know.
The one that's doing
CB,
all that.
Your boy CB, was like, man, I could cuss pump in.
I would have liked to have seen that. That would have been an interesting fight, to be honest with you. You know, I think
like,
you know,
Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather in it, man. Like, really? It don't matter who trained who. Ain't neither one of them gonna be able to make them fight no better, because they're not professional fighters. They're entertainers. You know what I'm saying? Like, Soldier Boy, I don't even know where the hell he came back from, because he was real quiet up until 11 o'clock. But
anyways, man, since this is like, you know, we're in a barbershop, you know, what do you think? If there's anybody out there that's listening, I've been seeing a lot of ads lately, you know, with regards to strengthening hairlines. So this is one ad that I saw. It's called, I think, Hairline Ink or something like that. What you think about that, Spence? I mean, tattooing. You know, a hairline. I mean, is that going too far? And I've even seen the case where there's men who actually get weaves. Where is there a, you know, is that a double standard? Can women wear weaves and we as a man can't? I mean, what if I want the Bruno Mars do? You know what I'm saying? Would I be weird for, you know, stitching my head up?
Yeah, you would. Yeah, you'd be weird as hell. I would never speak to you again. I would totally disown your ass. Nah, man, all right, here's the way I think about that. Yes, it's a double standard. Yes, it is. But my masculinity will not allow me to go that far. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit. If my hairline gets to the point where I just... If my hairline gets to the point where, you know what I'm saying, it's just if I start looking like LeBron James.
But I'm not going to spend every day explaining myself to you.
That's probably how LeBron feels too, you know. I mean, I'm not going to explain my hairline no more to you.
I think you probably should have just cut it off a while ago. Like when it started doing that, I mean, dude, you know.
I mean,
LeBron's
okay.
A millionaire, man. He's a millionaire.
I know that.
He can buy individual strands of hair if he wants to.
I know that. I'm going to have to hit you with that. You're not a Akeem. I know that. The thing is, man, there's a reason behind that, because if you remember, Scotty tried to do that when Mike left, and it wasn't a good look for Scotty. I mean, all I could think of was a pack of Oscar Mayer's, you know, with the wrinkles on top of the head. I mean, maybe he has that wrinkle head syndrome, you know?
Maybe he does, but...
Because that was a bad look. That was a bad look for Scotty. If I was a millionaire.
It does not matter at this point.
It wouldn't matter to you?
If I was a millionaire, hell no. Hey, y'all can kiss my ass if y'all don't like my hair, my hairline, my weight, whatever. I'm a millionaire. That's power.
You know what I'm talking about?
Real quick, man. I don't want to take it to a commercial break real quick. Just a quick 15-second pause, commercial break.
Top-rated DJ in Kansas City and in St. Louis, Missouri. DJ Magic Spin. Book today, dlizzle.wix.com/magic.
I am Shakespeare in the flesh, Walt Disney.
Walt Disney. Yo, we back. Quick station identification call.
Google.
You know, yeah, man. But, shit, man. Yeah, I personally wouldn't take it that far as the tattoos, you know what I'm saying, with the hairlining. I love a crispy line just as much as any other man, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing, and women probably don't even notice, but I'm sure they feel the same way when they get their hair done. But there is nothing that makes you feel better than a fresh cut, you know what I'm saying? Stepping out of that barber chair or whether you cut your hair yourself, just looking in the mirror and having that fresh, crispy line.
I felt uncomfortable. Most of the farthest that I went, I actually tried the black ice. As a matter of fact, it was by your brother. One time I went to St. Louis, you know. I mean, it gave me a Steve Harvey, but the fact that I knew it was like, I don't know, I just had a one. It just seemed too animated. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I don't know.
I
feel like Sammy Sosa, you know?
I hear you, but I got to be honest, man. I mean, even the most fresh to death use that shit, man. Like, that's where
it ain't Ralph level.
You know, Atlanta's the
it ain't Ralph level.
The hair capital of the world.
Man. I don't know, man. I just think it's, like, there's another double standard issue that's somewhat touched the trending controversial waters is I think there's this ad out for some type of underwear line, maybe Uniqlo or something like that, some weird brand. And it had a picture of the mother was naked and the son was naked. The son was like 6 years old. Why is that image?
What?
It was like they were naked. They were just like, he was in a bath or something. You know, it was like, It wasn't a what type of image, but the thing is, it would have been a what if it was the roles were reversed. If the dad had a picture of the dad, you know, in a shower with the daughter. You know what I'm saying? It's just weird how like those double standards are. You know.
Yeah.
And I think that's, and I'll be honest with you, I'll be quite frank with you, and I think that's ultimately why Hillary didn't win. I mean, you know, yeah, you know, they can't stand, you know, to see a black man that's president, but a woman, they're probably like, oh, Vernon, oh, hell no. No. You know, and I think that's probably one of the issues because it is a double standard. I mean, imagine if the stuff that, you know, Donald's doing, there's no way Hillary would have, you know, gotten away with it because they gave her hell just for, you know, concealing the emails on the servers. And when Donald will tell you straight forward, this is what it is. Everything that comes out of his mouth is obnoxious.
Yeah. You know. I just hope we don't end up with a big race war at the end of this 4 years. Cause I couldn't see him getting, you know, a presidency in the first place, but I definitely can't see it a second time. You know, this dude says what? Whatever he wants to say, man. Whatever
he's almost as bad as Easy.
I just told you who I thought I was. A god. I just told you. That's who I think I am.
Yeah, Easy.
I mean, now I can honestly see Easy for president. This dude, why did he dye his hair blonde? Let's talk about Easy for a minute, man, you know, since he's all...
Do you think he's really going to run for president? You think he's really going to run for president?
Might as well. I mean, the bar is set so low. I mean, wouldn't surprise me.
Would you vote for him? If it was Kanye West against Donald Trump, who would you vote for?
Absolutely. Yeah, Easy for president. You know who I feel sorry for? If Yeezy becomes president, you know who I feel sorry for?
Who? Kim?
No. I feel sorry for like this. I feel sorry for Nike. Sorry for Google. I feel sorry for Disney.
Google.
You know, Warhol and the
Google. Google. Google.
Yeah, I mean, like, we have a whole different set of problems on our hands. He's going to redesign the American flag.
It's been like that for a minute, Hedy Stamaine.
I know the flag is supposed to be red, white, and blue, but I changed it. I changed it because I'm the president of the United States of America.
Wow.
Yeah, we got about 4 minutes left, man. If anybody want to say anything, speak your mind on open line on anything we talked about, or if anything you want to talk about, now's the time. We got 4 minutes left. Call us at 929-477-1317 and press 1 to speak your mind on open line. It'll light up. I see you. I bring you on. You know how that go. But for anybody that's out there listening, man, we appreciate y'all. Once again, hope to see y'all back next week and every week thereafter. Of course, we're going to keep this going. You know what I'm saying? It's been fun, man. It feels good to be back, SB. It really does.
It really
man.
Does, man. It really does.
It feels good to be back on another, you know, on a better platform. And you know what I'm saying? Everything is just a lot better than it was.
Now, let them know where they can find us at, man.
And please check us out on Twitter at BST_101. You know what I'm saying? Follow us on Twitter. Also, the Facebook page, the Barbershop Talk Facebook page. Basically, just look up Barbershop Talk 101. You'll see us. You know, me, SB. Go ahead and click like. Send out the share out the messages when we send them out, man, on Fridays, because we try to get everybody out here. Everybody. You know, everybody to speak their mind on the open line. I don't know where Triple OG at, man. I told him about the show. I was surprised he wasn't on here, to be totally honest with you. But, you know, he got a lot of stuff going on. But, man, easy for president, huh? 2020?
Easy for president, man, all day, man. And the thing is, what I don't understand is, like, why in the world did he go meet with Trump? And why is he spazzing out, leaving, you know, concerts? It's just kind of unfortunate, man. I think there's a deeper, darker issue that's going on with that young man, you know, and all the best to him moving forward.
His big Speaking of ass, real quick, I wanted to touch on this, and I forgot because I wanted to talk about this earlier when we were talking about Nicki Minaj. But ass shots, man. Women, please stop that shit. Please stop it. It's women that are dying because of this shit, man. All because you want a fat ass. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's like me. If I want a 6-pack or a 12-pack or 8-pack, I'm taking some shot so I can get ab muscles. Like, how crazy does that sound, bro? You're not satisfied with your own personal body. You won't put in the work to work out and do what it's supposed to be.
Man, you know what? I like it. If hey, it looks good to me, I don't have a problem with it.
Dude, but that shit is dangerous, man. Dude, what's dangerous about it, though, man, they not going to the people that really do the shit. The people that actually do, you know what I'm saying?
Shut your bitch ass up!
I'm in pop shops and...
I'm not trying to hear it, man.
This dude... You're not trying to answer. You cool with women just injecting their ass with all
types of shit.
They don't know what
it looks good, all right? That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to be Dr. Phil over here. All I'm saying is it looks good. And it looks damn good. I'm Nicki Minaj.
Of course it looks good. But everything that looks good ain't good, bro. Everything that looks good ain't good. It's a lot of... we're not even going to go there.
We're not even going to go there.
We got a minute left. We're not going to go there. I was going to go somewhere. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to be a good host.
Free Remy. You know what? Free Remy. Fuck you, Free Remy.
Let's right on this.
Fuck Nicki Minaj.
Are you dumb? You a pink diamond chicken wing chain. Are you dumb? You had a leopard beehive on your
Minaj.
Head. Are you dumb? Are you forgetting that I pressed you before, bitch?
Fuck Nicki Minaj.
I fuck with your soul like she the
will.
You ain't the queen, I show you.
Nah.
Like on your ass and belly.
No.
I prove you lost already. They told you your whole career I'd come home and kill you, right? I told you I wasn't talking about your dumb ass. It looks stupid. You literally got a dumb ass talking.
Kill that bullshit. whack. But yo, anyway, man, shout out to all the listeners, man. SB, we're going to get on up out of here, bro. It's about that time, yo. You got anything you want to add, man, before I play the outro?
I just told you I thought I was. A god. I just told you. That's who I think I am.
On that note, man, I might as well just play some Yeezy, like, you know, fuck it, man. Yo, tune in next week, man. Same time, same place. Holla at your boy, DJ Magic Spins, SB Illustrious, Barbershop Talk 101. We out.
I got the world in my hands, the master plan, but I don't know why I keep falling, why I keep all of these girls in my shows. They love me, but I don't know why I keep falling, why I keep calling you.
All the models to the floor right now. All the models to the floor right now. What's that? All the models to the floor right now. All the models to the floor right now.
I'm on my Kristen Shore with a Veronica Webb. No aiming and nothing else, absolutely no fear. I'll lean a closer to lead the E basic. Grew up on my view to speak that Jordan Dunn language. Make a phone call. I just go small. Someone that has feel and lower stones wall. Just in the phone, y'all. I would damage her. And see if Jessica Sam got stamina. I'm in the car with Leo in the dance world. I heard Bob was friends with Eddie Ginsburg. Coco Rocha, Kate Mimosa, Alessandra Ambrosia, Andre Rubik, and Olga. Curry Mango, tell her I'm very single. Abby Lee, too. I'm a freak, boo. I'm wildin'. I'm on a thousand. I wanna see Irina shake
next to Dowager.